Check, check, check. What's going on, y'all? Cicilario Hernandez here. A personal testimony. This is basically a personal testimony of mine. And I'd like to share with you how I changed. So before I came to Christ and reading the Bible and all this stuff, being saved and all this stuff, I used to cuss a lot. Like every other word I would say, I would say the F word, S word. I mean, you name it. I would try to come up with new cuss words or hear a new cuss word and I try to use it. When I came to the Lord, I knew after being acquainted with God through His Word and through preachers and stuff like that that what I was saying needed to change because it was having an effect on my life. I wanted to be well spoken. I wanted to be able to communicate with people. And I think that's the main thing that I used to do is like one of the things I would do is I would use a cuss word in place of a word that I didn't know. You know what I mean? And that's just what you learn how to do whenever you use bad language. And it's not even just cussing. It's like talking down about people or talking bad about somebody. You know, it could be more than that. It could be gossip. Like your mouth is powerful. I mean, think about it. The first thing that you learn to use when you're a baby is your mouth. You know, you learn how to feed, you know, to drink milk. That's the first, you know, kind of thing, part of your body that you learn how to use, and you use it throughout your life. And, you know, gossip, slander, strife, ill will. All this stuff comes out of your mouth, and all this stuff was coming out of my mouth before I had got, you know, became a believer in Christ. And I knew I had to change it. So one of the things that helped me change it was the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs has tons, at least, I don't know, 60 to 70 verses that pertain to your lips, your mouth, your tongue, your words. And those types of things like that. Like, for instance, let me read you a few Proverbs. This one's powerful. Look at this. Proverbs 5, 3-4. For the lips of a forbidden woman, the lips of a forbidden woman drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil, but in the end she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Like, so her lips as honey, like, can you imagine, you know, they're basically what that means is smooth talk. Somebody can talk smoothly and have an ulterior motive that's different from what they're saying. You know, another one is Proverbs 8:6. Hear, for I speak noble things, and from my lips from my lips will come what is right. This is basically wisdom itself talking. You know, personifies wisdom as a woman that calls out in the book of Proverbs. And it says here, she says, hear, for I will speak noble things. Wisdom speaks noble things, and from wisdom's lips will come what's right. And so that's just the lips of wisdom. And you know, and check this out, Proverbs 12:13, an evil man is ensnared by the transgression of his lips, but the righteous escapes from trouble. So an evil man transgresses, basically he sins by his lips. You know, and when it says lips, mouth, words, tongue, all these things are talking about your speech, how you talk, how you present yourself whenever you talk to people. So the book of Proverbs, I mean, there's other places as well. Like the book of James, it talks about how the tongue, like the tongue is like the rudder in a ship. How it's so small compared to the size of the ship that it can guide the direction that the ship wherever it wants it to go, just that little small thing. It also talks about the bit, you know, the bit that you put in a horse. It's like real small compared to the horse's body, yet whenever you turn it a certain way, it turns the whole body of the horse and it goes that whole direction. So our speech is very important. If you feel like you're in a place where you're like, man, I really want to change this. I know this, that I shouldn't be speaking like this because it has an effect on me, on the people around me. The book of Proverbs, just, you know, if you read it over and over and over and you get it into your mind, into your thought process, you start speaking this way. You start speaking with wisdom instead of with worldly wisdom, which is cuss words, slander, gossip, and all that stuff. And to be honest, when I first started reading the Bible, there was a lot of words that I didn't understand because I had like a, you know, fifth grade, sixth grade reading level. Here I am in college trying to learn how to read a college textbook and I'm finding myself having to look up every single word to try to figure out what just one sentence means, you know. So don't be afraid. Learn knowledge, read books, learn how to read stuff. That way you can learn how to read the Bible and interpret it as God would like you to interpret it. Another thing too, there's a famous scripture that talks about the power of the tongue has life and death in it. So if you think about death and life, and like if you can give somebody life with your mouth, it's powerful. If you can give somebody death with your mouth, that's powerful too, you know. And to be honest, when I started speaking better, I noticed that my health was better. Like the people around me were more, they would smile more, you know, if I say something nice or kind or courteous. Because like my dad and my stepmom, they raised me to be courteous, to be nice, say yes ma'am, no ma'am, have manners and stuff like that, you know. And then once I got to my teenage years, then I was kind of rebelling and I forgot all about that. I would say yeah, I would be rude to people. And then after when I came to be a believer in Christ, and after I learned how to use my speech better, people were a lot more receptive to the way I would speak, you know. And to be honest, when I would get around people that were racist or discriminatory, and I would speak in eloquently, like I noticed that some people would look at me like, this guy knows what he's talking about, you know what I mean, when I use smart words. So all that to say that there's power of life and death in the tongue, and when you learn how to use it, everything around you is good. I mean, it turns into good. Your relationship is better, you know. Your relationship with your kids, your fitness is better because you're giving life to your body. When you're saying pleasant things, you're giving life to your mind instead of speaking negatively, and it's always going into your mind and it's always circulating in there, and eventually you act upon it. So our mind gets information from our mouth as well whenever we say it, because if you think about it, it's connected to our mind. You know, our whole mind, like a singer, when they sing, there's a bunch of different cavities in the face, you know, and up until the neck, so they can get a certain range, and it resonates within your head. So whenever you meditate on God's word, like you say it, that you say it over and over, your the muscle memory and your mind and your mouth is connecting with it's becoming one. If you say, you know, the wise of the heart is called discerning, you know, the sweetness of speech increases persuasiveness. See, that's what it says in Proverbs 16:21. You say it over and over, then you become that. And that's eventually to the point where we want to get with our speech. We want to be able to speak eloquently. We want to be able to speak God's word graciously to those that need to hear it. Thanks a lot, you guys, for watching. If you're listening on the podcast, subscribe. If you're listening on YouTube, subscribe. If you're listening on Facebook or watching on Facebook, subscribe. If you check this out on Instagram or look at my post on Instagram, hit the like button. I'm working on a book, and I'm compiling all the verses that are in the book of Proverbs that pertain to the mouth, the lips, the tongue, and all this stuff. And I'm putting it into a small book, it's kind of like a pamphlet or whatever. It's a small book, and I'm going to publish it. If you guys are interested in that, check out the link below. I'll try to put a link below, or I'll keep talking about it as I'm getting closer to the publishing process. Thanks a lot, you guys, for watching. I appreciate it.